Exodus chapter 33. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Depart. Go up from here, you and the people that you have brought up out of the land of Egypt. Go up to the land about which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to your seed. I will send an angel before you, and I will drive out the Canaanites, the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Go up to a land flowing with milk and honey. But I myself will not go up among you, because you are a stiff-necked people, and I will consume you on the way." When the people heard this bad news, they mourned, and none of them put on their jewelry, for the Lord had said to Moses, "Tell the people of Israel, you are a stiff-necked people. If I were to go up among you for one moment, I would consume you. Therefore, now take off your jewelry while I determine what to do with you." So the people of Israel stripped themselves of their jewelry at Mount Horeb. So Moses took a tent and set it up outside the camp, far away from the camp, and he called it the Tent of Meeting. Everyone who was seeking an answer from the Lord would go out to the Tent of Meeting, which was outside the camp. Whenever Moses went out to the tent, all the people got up and stood at their tent doors and watched Moses until he had gone into the tent. Whenever Moses entered the tent, the pillar of cloud would come down and stand at the door of the tent, and the Lord would speak with Moses. All the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the door of the tent, and all the people would rise up and worship, all of them at their own tent door. The Lord spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. Moses would return again into the camp, but his assistant Joshua, son of Nun, a young man, did not leave the tent. Moses said to the Lord, "Look, you yourself have been telling me, 'Lead this people up,' but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, 'I know you by name, and you have also found favor in my sight.' So now, if I have found favor in your sight, please show me your ways, so that I may know you, so that I may find favor in your sight. Consider that this nation is your people." The Lord said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Moses said to him, "If your presence is not going to go with me, do not send us up from here. After all, how would people know that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people? Isn't it in this way that you go with us, so that we are distinguished, I and your people, from all the people who are on the face of the earth?" The Lord said to Moses, "I will also do this thing that you have said, for you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name." Then Moses said, "Please show me your glory." The Lord said, "I will make all my goodness pass in front of you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord in your presence. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy to whom I will show mercy." He said, "You cannot see my face, for no human may see me and live." The Lord also said, "Look, there is a place next to me where you shall stand on the rock. It will happen that while my glory passes by, I will put you in a crevice in the rock. I will cover you with my hand until I pass by. Then I will take away my hand, and you will see my back. But my face will not be seen."
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.